I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you missed the first part of today's second date update, then you haven't met Eugene yet. And Eugene could be summed up in three words. He's got game. That's pretty much how you could sum up Eugene, because he told us about his first date with a girl named Diana. They actually just hung out at his house, played a little Yahtzee. It's always the best foreplay. Then he put something on the TV to try to get her in the mood, a little Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Nothing gets people hotter than a little brother and sister action.
Oh my God, is that what happened on Game of Thrones?
There's some of that in there, yeah.
Oh God.
I mean, everybody's kind of sleeping with everybody in it. It's a pretty crazy thing, but you know, people get excited over that.
Sure.
And then he ended the date by saying, we should binge watch the rest of this together. Oh, and I can binge do you. So yeah, no idea why Eugene isn't getting a call back from Diana, but we're about to find out.
I know you think your binge do you joke is really funny, and I think it could have been, but it's all about timing, right? Like, you hadn't even kissed her yet.
Well, yeah, that's why it's a funnier joke.
Okay.
If you're not sexually attracted to you, then it's not funny, probably.
Well, we'll find out, Eugene. We'll get her on the phone and see if she thought the joke was funny, and then see if she'll go out with you again, okay?
Play on.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Diana, please?
This is Diana. Who's it?
Hey, what's up, Diana? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Hey, Diana.
You actually familiar with the show?
Yeah, I love you guys.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
okay.
Thanks.
A lot
that's
of times
awesome.
We call for second date updates and people have no idea who we are, so that's
most
refreshing.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You're calling about second date update?
Yes,
uh-huh.
We are.
Okay. Is it about Dylan?
Dylan?
Yeah, Dylan. I went out with him a couple days ago. Is he asking about me?
Not asking us about you, because no, it's not about Dylan.
Oh, God.
Anybody else you can think of who might want to do a second date update with you?
Is it Eugene?
Yes, sir.
Oh, God.
It's Eugene.
That wasn't as excited as you were about Dylan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Eugene's calling about me, okay?
Yep. Eugene told us all about your date, and he said he really liked you, but now you're not getting back to him. So is there a specific reason?
Well, I mean, so he did tell you what happened. Like, he told you what he did and everything.
Yeah, I'll tell you what he told us. He said that you came over there. I guess the weather wasn't that great, so you guys decided to just hang out at his house, played some Yahtzee, watched some Game of Thrones.
Oh, flip through photo albums. Can't
yeah,
forget that highlight
photo
from
albums.
The date.
And then I guess at the end of your date, he made a joke that he told us, and we told him didn't sound like it was that funny, but he said you should come back and binge watch Game of Thrones, and also he's going to binge do you.
Wow, I'm honestly really surprised that he just told you all that. So embarrassing.
We were too.
Well, pretty honest guy. You're surprised because he should be embarrassed, right?
I mean, yeah, he should be embarrassed, but apparently he's not.
He thought it was a funny joke. Did you not think it was funny?
No.
Yeah.
Did you guys think it was funny?
I will say, I think that he meant it in a lighthearted way, but I also told him he was creepy for it.
Yeah, that's not the only reason why it was creepy.
Oh,
there's more creep. There's more creep to Eugene.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we'd heard it all.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all he told us. So what is he missing?
Well, did he tell you what happened during Yahtzee?
No.
Did he try to get you to play strip Yahtzee or something?
Yeah, no. Thank God.
Okay.
So in the middle of Yahtzee, we were playing a good old round of Yahtzee. And then he was like, hold on. And he takes out a camera and goes over to the window and starts videotaping the neighbor's yard across the street.
What?
Okay.
Wow.
Why? What did he explain?
I mean, I wanted to ask, but I decided I didn't even want to know.
Oh.
Honestly, this was just a favor to his mom. I work with her. I'm sure he told you that.
Yeah. He said that his mom set you guys up.
Yeah, and I like her, you know, and we work together. We see each other every day. But once I got there, I was like, wow, this guy's, like, a little unstable, and I felt weird being there, and I was just sort of trying to plan how I was going to get out of there.
Okay, but let's get back to the video camera thing. Uh-huh. What was he, so he videotapes his neighbor's yard?
I mean, I don't even know. I didn't even ask. That's all I know is that he was videotaping his neighbors.
Weird.
I don't know. Yeah.
But, okay.
Yeah,
but after that, you stayed for a full episode of Game of Thrones?
I don't know. I just kind of figured I would wait out the episode and get out after that.
All right. Well, you know, Diana, if you've listened to these second date updates before, then you should know that Eugene is on the other line and wants to talk to you.
Oh, you guys, I totally forgot you do that. Oh, no.
Yep. Eugene.
Hey, hey.
Oh, there's Eugene. Yeah.
Hi.
Eugene, why are you videotaping your neighbors?
Oh, it's not what you think. It's a total misunderstanding.
Hmm. Eugene, it sounds creepy, like all the other creepy things you did.
No. Here's what I was doing. I'm close friends with the neighbors, and a little while back, I realized my neighbors, they don't take enough videos of their kids. So I'm putting together a video collage of their kids for them for their upcoming anniversary.
What?
Oh, my
no.
God.
No.
You're
Eugene,
watching
that is...
Yeah. Whenever I see the kids playing in the yard, I take out the camera, record it. I'm going to put a soundtrack to it. The neighbors know. They're cool about it. The neighbors know. It's total misunderstanding. You know, it's unfortunate it happened during the date, but that's all it was.
Well, hold up.
It's not a big deal.
You actually had a conversation with your neighbors about this.
Yeah.
So they know that you're videotaping their kids through your window.
Yeah, they think it's a great idea. They're not the best at technology, and I'm really good at computers, so they're happy to have me capture some moments.
Huh. Some through moments where it looks like somebody's spying on their children. Like, there's no audio. They're kind of far away. Like, I don't know that I believe you, Eugene.
No, we're putting music to it. It's going to be good.
I know, dude. You just said that on the radio. Like, you hear yourself? This is like a perfect example of the creepy level that you live at.
What? I'm doing a nice thing for my neighbors.
No, that's not how you do it. Mm-mm.
Yeah, Rob and Sandy, they love it.
Dude, it was the middle of the night and it was raining. Like, that's a terrible time to get video, first of all. And also, so creepy if kids went from car to house in the middle of the night.
Wait, were the kids in the yard in the dark in the rain? I'm confused
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were playing in puddles.
No.
I have night vision on my camera. The kids were playing in the
You're
puddles.
You're videotaping kids with night vision goggles, Eugene?
Yeah, friendship never sleeps. I think you guys are misunderstanding what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think Eugene, other things never sleep. Eugene,
are you
literally have proof that the neighbors are cool with this.
Yeah, I talked to them.
I feel like we need to call the neighbors. Like, I feel like on this one, we need to step
I think we
need, in.
Feel like we need to call a lot of people.
Yeah.
Go ahead, call them. Sandy loves me.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, okay, the video camera aside, let's just bring it back to the date. It just wasn't working for me, like, on every level, every step of the way.
So, you don't want to continue Game of Thrones?
I think that might be what she's saying, Eugene, but I guess we can check for sure. Diana, would you like to go out with Eugene on a second date? We will pay for it.
I would not.
Okay, you started answering that before I even asked, Diana.
Rude.
Listen, Eugene, like, you obviously have this, like, nerdy side to you, which is awesome for somebody. And, like, you know, if you could just bring it down a notch and maybe, like, ask your date if they would like to play Yahtzee or if they would like to watch Game of Thrones, maybe you could hit it off with another fellow nerd and you'd really have a good time. But I am not that person.
Okay.
I think that you're just going to have to chalk this one up as a loss, man.
Yeah, lost for her.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
You hear that, Diana? You lost.
This is one that I'm totally fine to lose.
Yeah.
All good.
Hey, can you ask her if I can still just touch her boob?
What?
No,
oh my
Eugene.
God, so
all right, we're done with the second date update now, Eugene.
Oh, my God.
I am
on this.
Sorry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.